Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Occidental Community Choir presenting their holiday concert, Within Us All. This concert takes place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, December 6th through the 8th, and Saturday, December 14th at the Occidental Center for the Arts, then again Sunday, December 15th at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa. I am here with Occidental Community Choir Program Director and alto, Maria Culberson. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you for coming in and talking with us about this concert. Maybe we can start with you catching me up on the Occidental Community Choir and what you folks do.
Well, we kind of have a unique position here in Sonoma County. There's so much great music and arts and so many things for people to do this time of year. We do mostly original, not all original, but a lot of original songs and storytelling. I mean, we really have our own niche, and we're celebrating our 41st season. We just had our big 40th celebration last year, and we have members in the choir who've been there since the very beginning, 1978.
And then for this upcoming series of concerts, Within Us All, tell us about the show. What can people expect?
Well, this is actually really exciting for me because I've been the program director for a few years, and I knew several years ago that we have a beautiful song called Within Us All, written by two choir members, and I wanted to build a show around it. And this was the year that I just felt like, with everything going on in the world, you know, close in, far away, we needed something to get us back to meaningful music, storytelling. I feel like we have everything we need within us all, and I wanted to create a show around that at the holiday season that would have something for everybody.
So this is probably not something people have heard before.
No, a lot of our music, I mean, for people who've been coming to hear us for years, they kind of know what to expect. They're going to get something heartwarming. They're going to get personal stories. They're going to get something universal. They're going to have songs that they can relate to, something that they've heard before. We don't just do all original music. We're doing a great James Taylor holiday piece this year. But we are known for bringing something new, something fresh, something original. And we're incorporating different instrumentalists. I mean, we've got different genres and flavor. We do everything from African to gospel to folk. I mean, we've got a lot of, and of course, the big, beautiful choral pieces that I think the best thing that I can say is that people who've come to know us know that they're not sure what to expect, but that it'll be wonderful.
I like that. Well, because so many choirs, it seems almost a foregone conclusion that you're going to be hearing, you know, early Christmas music or some sort of traditional, you know, holiday pop or something like that. So it's interesting that you guys take this different route.
Well, and we understand that, you know, people have their choices of what they can go and hear and bring their families to. It's the holidays. We don't want to be just another holiday show. We're not going to, if you want like straight up Christmas carols and lots of Hanukkah pieces, that's not us. But we do sing songs of winter, songs of coziness, songs of comfort. And we do also have a couple of holiday Christmas songs. We have a wonderful song, Judah and His Maccabees. We've got a solstice poem. We've got, you know, we've got some really lovely things that incorporate a lot of different holiday expressions this time of year.
Excellent. Well, after 40 years, you guys must be doing something right.
I think so. I mean, we got a pretty good little thing going.
And I hear these shows do sell out.
We do. We actually had a really gangbuster season last December, and we had a lot of people who came to the final show at the Glazer Center. We always close there. And unfortunately, it was sold out, and we had to turn some people away, which is, on the one hand, it is great. You know, people are really knowing who we are and wanting to come. On the other hand, it's terrible to not be able to have everybody get in. So I really am recommending that people who know they want to come pick their dates, get their tickets in advance. And having said that, It's not like we sell out all the time. You know, usually there are some walk-ups and there are tickets available. So if somebody last minute wants to come, you know, give it a try. We probably will have tickets for you. It's just we are, I think, getting more and more known and popular as the years go by. And we're really selling out our venues.
Well, that's
more than ever.
Great news. I mean, OccidentalChoir.org is where people can go to find tickets.
Yes, yes. It's got all of our links, tickets, information about the choir, what we do, where we're doing it, who our directors are, that kind of thing.
Excellent. And then again, December 6th, 7th, 8th, and December 14th at the Occidental Center for the Arts, December 15th at the Glazer Center. Maria, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.